I'm Kevin Kelly. This is Live and Local. And the show today will focus on a couple of events, ongoing events in both cases, both of them having to do with theater, and one mixing theater and music. John Poole is managing director of the Illinois Shakespeare Festival. And he is here to talk about that festival. And I think there are, what, three or four plays this year. And Glenn Wilson is doing, as he did last year, a series of jazz concerts affiliated with the festival. He's also in the jazz faculty at the University of Illinois. Rich Perkins will join us later in the program. He is with the ACT Theater Company, who is presenting a show called Midlife, the Crisis Musical at the Perfection Coffee House in Gibson City. That show actually opened this past weekend and will continue for the next couple of weeks. We'll hear about that as well. It's Live and Local, your connection to local music here on FM 90.9. Tune called You Know I Care by Duke Pearson and performed by Glenn Wilson, Glenn Wilson, Glenn Wilson, and...
Times seven
on the baritone saxophone, and the miracle of overdubbing, and that was Glenn Wilson here with us in the studio on Live and Local here on FM 90.9. And joining him is John Poole of the Illinois Shakespeare Festival. We'll be talking a little bit about jazz, a little bit about Shakespeare, and a little bit about some other kinds of music, all of which are related. So thank you, gentlemen, for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Thanks.
And I'll mention also later on the show, we will have Rich Perkins of the ACT Theater Company about their current production playing at the Perfection Coffee House in Gibson City. Glenn Wilson is the one that contacted me initially about the series of jazz concerts at the festival, which you started last year or the year before?
Last year we began that, yeah. Every Friday and Saturday, and 6:30 to 7:30, and then the show is at 8 o'clock.
And as I recall, there's nice lawn seating there and
lots it's beautiful.
Of chance to grab some food and do a picnic while you're listening to the jazz.
Yeah, if you haven't been to Ewing Gardens, it's an amazing place. I mean, you'd think you're in 16th century England or something, but the grounds are impeccable. They redid the last year, a lot of renovation on the grounds, and people come out and they just bring their dinner, they bring their bottle of wine, or you can buy your dinner there and your drinks there, and just have a picnic, listen to the jazz. It's fantastic. Hopefully they're continuing on to see the play, but even if they're not, we invite them to come out and just listen to the music and enjoy the evening.
So where do you set up? Are you on the stage?
There's a stage right in the courtyard of the Ewing Manor, if you've never been there. And
I'm trying to remember. Was that there? We don't need to go into when I was last at the Illinois Shakespeare Festival. It was too long ago. We'll encourage others to go if they haven't already. So I gather then this was a big hit last year.
Yeah, I think it was.
It was a huge hit. You know, what we wanted to do was put the festival back in the Shakespeare Festival. It's not just about Shakespeare, although that is at its core what we're about. But we wanted to add some music, some live music out there, and went to Glenn, and he's sort of the genius behind the whole thing. It was a huge hit last year. We had hundreds of people coming out who just enjoyed the live music for free, and then they went on home. Many people went ahead and watched the performance that evening as well, but it's a great addition to what we do out there. And it's like Glenn says, to the gardens out there, the Genevieve Green Gardens. It was a $6 million donation to re-landscape the entire place. It's absolutely incredible. So We're very lucky as a Shakespeare Festival. We have these beautiful grounds, and we have the Shakespeare. We have this world-class music that Glenn is bringing to us. It's very exciting.
And we'll talk a little bit about a new music series as well. But what we haven't said so far is where the Illinois Shakespeare Festival is, for those who don't know and haven't been there.
Well, I'll help you out with that. It's at the Ewing Cultural Center, but in Bloomington, but the best way to find us is if you go to thefestival.org or call us at 309-438-2535 at the box office. We'll be glad to help you out, or just Google the Illinois Shakespeare Festival.
And I'm sure there'll be maps and everything else.
Absolutely.
It's a little tricky to drive there, as I remember. So you do need directions.
A little bit tricky, but, you know, I did an audience study a couple of years ago. Our largest audience comes from central Illinois, from Bloomington Normal, but our second largest audience, almost 30%, come from Champaign-Urbana. And so there's a huge connection between the festival and this part of the state.
They redid some of the roads recently, too, so it actually is much easier to find.
Good to know. Good to know. It's Glenn Wilson, who has been around, to say the least, working in...
But never been a square.
Not going there. Not going there. Played with, worked and recorded with Buddy Rich Band, Lionel Hampton Orchestra, Toshiko Akiyoshi Jazz Orchestra, Tito Puente, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's quite a long list, and has done a lot of recording with them, with some of those, and with on his own. Why don't we go straight, before we talk about what group actually plays at the festival? You were very anxious for our listeners to hear something called "If I Only Had Seven Giant Brains."
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to introduce that?
Well,
for
it's
us?
It's basically "If I Only Had a Brain" from The Wizard of Oz, but I added "Giant Steps" changes by John Coltrane and a little bit of "Seven Steps to Heaven" by Miles Davis. So it's for you jazz fans out there that know those tunes. You'll appreciate the humor in this piece.
And are the rest of the combo, as listed on the CD, are all in this tune?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So it's Jay Anderson on the bass, Mark Copeland on piano, Jeff Hirschfield drums, Rory Stewart guitar, and Glenn mm-hmm. Wilson on the baritone saxophone.
And by the way, Rory Stewart will be our guest at the festival for the last weekend, from New York, guitarist, and we'll do some more playing of his music later, but he will be one of our guests.
Great. So there's mm-hmm. a teaser for what's coming up yet on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Glenn Wilson's "If I Only Had Seven Giant Brains" is sort of a improvisational pastiche there, performing Glenn Wilson on baritone saxophone, Jay Anderson bass, Mark Copeland piano, Jeff Hirschfield drums, Rory Stewart guitar, here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. And Glenn Wilson is with us in the studio, along with John Poole of the Illinois Shakespeare Festival. Glenn has a combo that is now playing, and was last year as well, playing in advance of the Friday and Saturday shows. You can hear them on the lawn. Who else is in the combo for this game?
Well, Chip Stevens, our piano faculty teacher here in the jazz department, is playing piano for the bulk of them. I have some other musicians too on piano and also guitar. Richard Drexler is a bassist from Bloomington Normal originally, who's from Florida now. He lives in Florida, but every summer he comes up to visit his parents So he's going to be playing the bass. That he played last year with us, so that was fantastic. And Josh Hunt is a drummer from in town here who's a doctoral student that just finished up his DMA at University of Illinois. Fantastic drummer. And then, like I said, we have some other guests. Rory Stewart, who you just heard on guitar, is going to be out here for the closing weekend. And so he'll be playing. And then Darden Purcell will be playing one night with her husband, Sean Purcell, on guitar. They live in town here. And so various groups. Craig Russo, who has a Latin jazz ensemble, is going to be playing congas with us one night. We're going to have a Latin jazz night. So
was that Wednesday night?
No, that'll be on a Saturday.
Still Friday? Yeah, okay.
That'll be on a Saturday, yeah. So we're mixing it up a little bit, but it's basically that's the core group, the quartet, yeah.
Well, since you mentioned it, why don't you talk about this new Wednesday?
Yeah, we're real excited. We're doing a Wednesday series this year, which has turned into basically world music or eclectic Wednesdays, I like to call it. But we have Bill Kohler, who's a bass instructor at Illinois State, has an Indian group that plays Indian jazz with tablas. We have Armin Bodwin and Dorothy Martirano from town here. They have a gypsy string group called Lady M and her Jokers. So they're going to play one night, and they're fantastic. Darden's going to do a Brazilian night. Darden Purcell will be doing Brazilian music one night. We have the Linden Duo, which is Angelo Favas and Kim Reisinger, guitar and flute from the ISU faculty. They have a fantastic duo, and they've recorded and do a bunch of stuff. And then we're going to lead off on July 1st with Jordan Kay from town here. Jordan plays the guitar and banjo, and he's got a little thing he calls banjo in a box, where he's got the banjo on a synthesizer on a computer, and he plays along with it and sings. So that's kind of cool. I think everybody's going to like that. So it's a new series. And then the last one, Rory Stewart will do, and we're not sure what he'll do on that yet, but he's going to be here for that. So
that's on Wednesdays again.
Wednesdays,
at 6:30.
Yeah. That'll be 6 to 7, I believe, because the show starts at 7:30 on Wednesdays. So that'll be 6 o'clock on every Wednesday.
Sounds like a lot of fun and a great mix of music. And again,
all free.
It's free.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, and as you said, you can just go hear that and leave if you want.
Yep.
But, of course, John would very much like you to stay for the play.
Absolutely. But you
the
know
play's
what?
The thing.
The play
That's
is
right.
the thing. I just want people to get comfortable knowing where the UN Cultural Center is in Bloomington. Come by, enjoy, you know, a glass of wine or a beer, relax. You know, it's very shady there and cool and just have a good time. You know, you talk about economic downturn and people are wondering, well, look, there's not a lot of things I can do. Well, right here in Central Illinois, we've got one of the top 10 Shakespeare festivals in the United States, and we were just named by National Geographic as one of the top 10 theater festivals anywhere in the United States. And, you know, so I want to promote that, but I also want people to come out. It's free. Have a good time.
Well, congratulations on those designations. That's terrific.
Thank you. It's a lot of hard work.
John, how long have you been involved in the festival?
This is my third year. I've been working at Illinois State University in the School of Theater for 11 years. I stepped in to lead the School of Theater, and part of that is a Shakespeare Festival that goes along with that. So I've been working very closely with Deb Alley, our artistic director, in restructuring the festival and getting the building blocks in place so that we can build a new foundation for growth. And we've done that, and Glenn's a part of that. That live music, wow, it changes everything.
Why don't you talk about the plays? You've got three of them and a children's show.
Yeah, we're doing three plays this year, as we do in rep. We'll open with, Midsummer Night's Dream.
Midsummer Night's Dream opens June the 25th.
June 25th. Advanced ticket sales are going crazy, and we're outpacing the past 5, 6, 7 years as far as sales go. And then we'll open on Friday night with Scapan. It's a Molière play, but it's an American adaptation by Bill Irwin, if anybody knows him, the great sort of American clown. He's phenomenal. And so we have sort of an American adaptation of that. And then we'll do Richard III. We're very lucky. Henry Warnitz is on our faculty at ISU. He ran the Oregon Shakespeare Festival for 4 years, and he's been in film and television. He'll be directing Richard III. And then we're doing a 45-minute version of The Tempest, which is family-friendly for young people, on Wednesdays and Saturday mornings at 10 o'clock. And that's free to the public as well. So, I guess the only thing you pay for are those three plays. but otherwise, you know, it's our gift back to the Bloomington Normal community. But anybody who wants to come out and enjoy, you know, 1 hour, it's very accessible, Tempest.
We were talking here at the radio station about how to pronounce the name of that play, which is spelled S-C-A-P-I-N, because none of us had actually heard of it. And then somebody said, so I sent this pronouncer around once I called the festival to find out that that's how we were pronouncing it. And then I said, it's a play by Molière. And then somebody said, how about a pronouncer for Molière? Because I just sent it an email. And it occurred to me, you know, I don't even know what the rest of his name is. And I see that it's Jean-Baptiste Molière, which I don't think I'd ever actually seen
Jean
before.
Jean-Baptiste Poquelin. And so, Poquelin, you know, but Scapin. We're putting the N on it, but we don't want to sound too European, I suppose. We want to be accessible.
But it is in English.
It is in English. It's very contemporary, and it's non-Shakespeare. One of the three shows we do every year is a non-Shakespeare piece. And this is very family-friendly and a lot of fun. A servant, you know, who gets into all kinds of wacky situations. Very funny.
So he's the title character, I assume.
Absolutely.
Yeah. What is the reason that you've always done a non-Shakespeare?
Well, there are only so many Shakespeare plays you can do, you know, and, you know, he's written a lot of them, but you got to mix it up. I also want to, a lot of people are scared of Shakespeare. And so by doing a non-Shakespeare, you can draw on people who are more comfortable with something that's not considered, I don't know, intellectual. And once I get there, they realize this is easy. This is fun. It's family friendly. Let's do it.
I want to ask you a question about this, the fear of Shakespeare in just a few minutes, but let's hear a bit of music here. This is also from Glenn Wilson. Different combo here, very different combo.
Yeah, this is my second recording from 1988. That's a long time ago, isn't it?
You're old.
Yeah, this is Harold Danko on the piano, Dennis Irwin, who just recently passed away, on the bass, and Adam Nussbaum on the drums.
And Glenn Wilson on the baritone sax. The tune is called Alone But Not Forgotten by the pianist Harold Danko. Mm-hmm. Anything to say about the piece before we play some of it?
It's just a beautiful number. Enjoy listening to it.
It'll be a pleasure. Yeah. You're listening to Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. Alone But Not Forgotten, a tune by Harold Danko, who was the pianist in that performance, with baritone sax player Glenn Wilson, bassist Dennis Irwin, drummer Adam Nussbaum, and I think that's it on that particular selection. Glenn Wilson is with us in the studio here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. We're broadcasting from Campbell Hall for Public Telecommunication, thanks to the generosity of Alice and Robert Campbell. And coming up, Rich Perkins involved with a performance of a show called Midlife, the Crisis Musical in Gibson City. We'll be hearing about that in a little bit. We also have with us right now John Poole of the Illinois Shakespeare Festival. He's the managing director. And he mentioned before we played this last tune, that some people have a fear of Shakespeare, one of the reasons that they always do one non-Shakespearean production. And so I'm curious, what do you think that fear is?
I don't know. I think it's the these and the thous and wouldst thou not, wherefore art thou, on and on and on. I just, you know, but the thing is, after 5 or 6 minutes of it, you pick up really, really fast. Besides, I think some people think it's snooty, snobby, educational. But in fact, he wrote for the middle classes. Yeah. Look, he was commercial theater. He had to sell tickets. And so he gave people what they wanted. And I don't know, it's been 400 years. People still want the same thing. They want to see plays about love, jealousy, revenge, you name it. It's like watching, I don't know what, a Brothers and Sisters on ABC or Falcon Crest or, you know, one of those little soap opera shows on TV.
And I think also a lot of people have seen bad Shakespeare, and there's nothing worse than bad Shakespeare, but these are professional actors, and when you watch them use this language the way they use it, I mean, it's thrilling just to watch it being done, even if you don't understand every word. I mean, you can tell that they know what they're doing, and they make it real. It sounds like
you're right. There is nothing worse than really bad Shakespeare, but there's nothing better than good Shakespeare, and it transcends, you know, whether you like it or not. People know, wow, this is amazing stuff. I think it's a blend of the poetry and the sort of quest for meaning.
Mm-hmm. I was just going to ask that. There may be some people who are a little afraid of it, but Shakespeare obviously has a great appeal. And what do you think that appeal is? And you just addressed some of it. What else do you think draws people to Shakespeare?
Well, you know, he wrote for three different audiences. He wrote for, you know, the lower classes, the poor folks, and that's why you get the lower humor. And then he wrote for the rising middle class, the merchant class. And then he had to write for the upper class and the nobility. So he's able to blend all three of these audience interests together. And by doing so, the pieces that he wrote are open and accessible to anybody who wants to come and see them. Literally, I saw a performance of Shakespeare a few years ago at another arrival Shakespeare festival, and Sir Toby Belch was, farting on the stage nonstop, and the audience laughed and laughed and laughed. So at one moment, it is sophomoric, and in the very next moment, you'll be moved to tears, and that's what we do. The fact that we're professional theater, Glenn's right, means that we can pretty much ensure that you're going to have an amazing experience.
Where do the actors come from?
They come from all over the United States. We sort of compete with Oregon Shakespeare, Utah Shakes, you name it. We bring them in from all over the United States, professional directors, designers, and performers. And we're also lucky. We put young apprentice students who work side by side with professionals so that they can find an entree into the professional world. It's very exciting to see.
So the young actors are on the stage as well, or they're apprenticing, you know,
some are
backstage.
Some are. We have a green show that we do on Tuesday and Thursday and Sunday evenings, and many of those apprentice actors will be performing in a 12-minute, it's a family-friendly 12-minute show, free, I should say again. My gosh, I think we're giving everything away.
Just about. By green show, you mean it's on the green.
It's on, well, sort of on the green. It's got many meanings, but it's, again, on the courtyard. So it's a free little 12-minute show that it's open and accessible to younger people, and many parents find it amusing as well. And it's sort of like a warm-up for the main event.
Well, I like to do it at a rock show. You have the, what do they call the warm-up band.
Yeah, opening the rising
act.
Stars, the opening act, who every and then, you know, I don't know, steal the show, don't they, Glenn?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I was at a concert many years ago. I won't even say because I'll probably offend Glenn here, but I much preferred the opening act to the big person.
Yeah.
You know, it was pretty famous. Of course, it doesn't help probably that the state that I was in when I heard the first one, we won't go there very far. That was a long, long, long time ago. So we're talking with Glenn Wilson, who is, what do you say, hosting? You're the
I'm producing.
There we
and
go.
And performing in a lot of them. Yeah.
The music before the show, Friday, Saturdays, Glenn Wilson's combo, starting at 6:30, that's on the lawn. It's free, as John said. And then also Wednesdays, adding this bit of world music at 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. Every Wednesday.
For 6 to 7. And then the show starts at 7:30 on Wednesdays and at 8 o'clock on the weekends.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And again, the website is thefestival.org, thefestival.org. You can find out where it is, directions. It is in Bloomington, to make it short. And it's a program of Illinois State University, right?
Right. Absolutely. It's a joint effort between Illinois State University and the College of Fine Arts.
The Illinois Shakespeare Festival, one of the jewels of Central Illinois, and, as John said, many other places as well. If you want to brush up on your Shakespeare, there you go. And you can brush up on a show that I had never heard of before, Midlife the Crisis Musical. That's being performed by the ACT Theater Company. I assume that's how they say it. We'll find out. In Gibson City. Rich Perkins will be here to represent the show and the company in just a few minutes on Live and Local. Here on FM 90.9, I'm Kevin Kelly. A few things in our living music calendar to run down, and there is a lot of theater going on, including at the Little Theater on the Square in Sullivan tomorrow night. That's at 8 o'clock, and also on Wednesday at 2 o'clock and 8 o'clock, Thursday at 8, Friday at 8, and Saturday at 4 and 8 o'clock. I believe their web address is thelittletheater.org, but I'm not positive of that. You can just Google them if you want information. The Full Monty, the musical, is being performed by the Celebration Company at the Station Theater in Urbana. That is Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday at 8 o'clock. And Zoo Improv is presenting their monthly comedy show at the Iron Post in downtown Urbana. That's Wednesday night at 8 o'clock. And that covers us for Tuesday and Wednesday and lots of other theater going on later in the week, which we'll tell you about later in the week. And we hope to have Glenn Wilson back in July to talk about another series of performances you're doing with Jim Pugh and others.
Yeah, at the Iron Post.
Iron Post, great place to hear jazz.
Go to the
music.
Iron Post.
Yeah, that's the downtown Urbana. They have a website, too. This is Live and Local, and here is another cut from Glenn Wilson with yet another combo, pianist Steve Kessler, bassist Jim Masters, and drummer Tony Martucci, Glenn Wilson, the baritone sax. It was a very good year. Thanks, gentlemen, for coming on the show.
Thank you. Kevin. Appreciate it.
Glenn Wilson and his combo, it was a very good year here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. And coming up next, Midlife, the Crisis Musical. Today's broadcast is made possible with support from the Sea Boat, featuring a southern style of cooking walleye and catfish, chicken, shrimp, sandwiches, and more, available for dine-in and carry-out. The Sea Boat, 402 West Kirby, across from Jerry's IGA in Champaign. Catering services available at 355-9933. My guests for this next segment of Live and Local are Diane Bechtel and Rich Perkins of the ACT Theater Company. Are you based in Gibson City?
Yes.
And you're performing at the Perkfection Coffee House, and that I am saying that correctly.
Yes, you are.
Perkfection.
Perkfection.
A show called Midlife, the Crisis Musical, and Rich is... Diane is an actor in the show. Rich is an actor in the show and a director and set designer and light designer.
Yep,
is that
light
it?
Designer, yep.
Anything else?
Master of all trades, jack of nuns. That's about it for this show.
There you go, for this show. So there are the guests on this portion of Live and Local. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the show, Midlife? Actually, before we get to that, tell us about the ACT Theater Company. Do you pronounce it that way?
Because
you use all capital letters, A-C-T.
Yes. We started out in 2000, three of us in Gibson City. We've done theater before, and there was really nothing close to Gibson to get us back on stage. So we put our brains together, and we decided, okay, we're going to start a children's theater, A, kind of to stroke our egos, and to also help our high school build kids up ready for going into the high school, because me and Diane have directed the high school level before. And we'd come up, it would start out to be Arts for Children's Theater. Well, then when we brought in the adult cast for like this show, we just changed it to ACT Theater Company, and away we went. That's about it.
So it was, again, it was what children's theater? What was
Arts for Children Theater.
Arts for Children
yes.
Theater. And it doesn't say that. Do you have a website? I tried to find one, but I didn't
No, we
succeed.
Don't have one.
No.
Well, that good. Then I don't feel too bad that I that I couldn't manage Google. Now, the show itself, Midlife the Crisis Musical. What can you tell us about that? This was new. This was a new one on me.
This is a new one. We saw it last year down at Sullivan, Illinois, done by the Little Theater on the Square. Mm-hmm. And when we were trying to pick a show for this year, I just happened to find my playbill laying around, and we applied for approvals, and I read through it, and it's funny as reading it as we saw it. It basically, it starts everything when you start into midlife, the hair loss, the exams. Help me out here, Diane.
Baldness.
Baldness, yeah.
The menopause, what women go through with the different hormonal changes it goes through.
Your parents
kids
aging.
Leaving home.
Yeah. Yeah, your parents aging and have to deal with parents with like Alzheimer's and stuff like that. So it just kind of covers a wide variety of things that people go through during life and life itself.
And it's funny.
Oh, it's hilarious, yes.
And it is new. It's just been licensed for amateur performances this year. So when we looked at it before, it wasn't available, and it just came out, and we knew that we wanted to get on it right away. So we're about the first group, as far as we know, first group in downstate Illinois that's been doing it on an amateur level.
That's terrific. So how long has this group been around then?
We started in the year 2000. Our first show was Your Good Man, Charlie Brown, and it was all kids. In fact, in July, we have our ninth kids show coming up at the North Park Pavilion in Gibson City. And we've been going for 9 years, and we are 60-some kids strong, doing two shows, 60-some kids. And that's quite a bit, and they look forward to it every year. So
it's usually just one show?
Yeah, we just do one show at the kids' level because kids nowadays are in everything, soccer, softball, baseball, swimming. We just do the one show, and they're happy with it. Parents are happy with it. I think if we tried a couple different shows, I think we'd have the kids. But right now, the adult people to help are limited on between what we can do and work and stuff like that. We just get burned out way too quick.
And actually, they've gone from when we got to a cast of 70, instead of doing just one big show, the director of our children's show split it into two different ones. There's one for the kids up through fifth grade, and they do, like this year, they're doing Jungle Book Kids. So it's a smaller show to get them started on stage. And then once sixth grade and above, they do more of a, once again, kids-oriented, they're doing a show called Coconut Island this year. So we've tried different types of things. We've done some of the junior shows. We think we finally found the right fit for our kids. It's not too taxing. We can still teach them basic choreography, basic music, get them a stage experience. And we notice a big difference in the high school shows from the kids that have gone through our program to the kids that haven't. So we feel we're doing what we set out to do originally.
Yeah. And we even have a few kids that I've taught on the technical level of it, building a couple sets or even hanging lights. And we got our light kids started at fifth grade, at running my lights for me. You know, I'd say, here they are, you know, here's the buttons, and, you know, when they come on and off. And he's been doing it ever since, and he loves it. So when he moves into the high school, he can, hey, I've done this before, and away we go. So,
are all the kids from Gibson City or from surrounding communities?
They
as well?
Are from Gibson City, Saybrook, Paxton, Cisna Park, Melvin, Sibley.
Sometimes we get some kids in from Fisher, area.
We're all over. We pulled them within probably a 35, 40-mile radius of Gibson.
That's excellent. So then you just have the one adult show you've been doing? Or did you say this is the first adult show?
No, this is actually our
second one this
well,
year.
Our third. But two years ago, we did Pump Boys and Dinettes. And that was our actual first adult cast show. Last year we did I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change.
I remember seeing about that.
Yes, yeah. And that one was funny too. So we thought, well, okay, if people like to see little shows with little casts and all that, let's just keep on going. So, and we have another one coming up in August, but it's a younger adult cast called
All I Need to Know I Learned in Kindergarten, yeah. Based on Robert Fulghum's book.
Yeah.
So y'all, you have to keep me on the list to make sure that
I get
information about all these because we'd love to talk about them as they come up. This is Live and Local here on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. This is your connection to local music and theater. And my guests are Rich Perkins and Diane Bechtel of the ACT Theater Company, Gibson City, performing Midlife, the Crisis Musical. And you brought along at the Perfection Coffee House. I love saying that. Perfection Coffee House in Gibson City, which I gather has quite a bit going on there.
She really does. She has a banquet room in the back, and she does a lot of things there. She'll bring in groups like Rick Roy's music comes in, or
Mike Porter.
She brings different things, and we kind of, it was kind of a mutual thing. We talked to her about, we kind of like to do a show out here. So we tried it last year. Was the first year we did one up there. We built the stage, and she liked that, so the stage has stayed, and it's wonderful. She works great with us. She does the catering, does the dinner theater end of it, takes our ticket orders, and we bring in the entertainment.
Excellent. And here is a sample of the entertainment. This is the, is this the opening number for
this
the show?
The opening number.
Called Welcome to Midlife Lies. What is that lies?
It's actually, the opening number is three different songs, all for the opening number. It starts out Welcome to Midlife, then it changes to Lies, and then...
Lies talks about, you know, all those things people tell you like to hear, like, oh, your hair looks wonderful, or have you lost weight, or gosh, you're so strong. It talks about how, go ahead, tell us that stuff. The older we get, the more we need that.
Yeah, very important. Welcome to Midlife from Midlife, the Crisis Musical, book, music, and lyrics by Bob Walton and Jim Walton, being performed in Gibson City. You opened last weekend, and a couple more weeks to come. We'll have more details after the tunes on Live and Local. It's FM 90.9.
Welcome to Midlife. Welcome to Midlife.
Just what I've always wanted. Love handles.
Congratulations, you're in midlife.
And I got acid reflux.
Varicose veins for me?
No doubt about it, you're in midlife.
I'm royalty now that I have six crowns.
And I was just diagnosed with CRS. Can't remember squat.
Oh, it never sounded better.
Thanks. Lies. Feed me more lies. Fill me with lies. I love those.
Too bad we're not television. We just had a little acting out of that last line. I guess you go shh to each other and the accompanying finger on the lips. That was the opening number from Midlife the Crisis musical being performed by the ACT Theater Company in Gibson City at the Perfection Coffee House. They opened the show last weekend and are running on the 16th, the 19th through the 21st, the 23rd, and the 30th. Is that all correct?
No, this is next weekend.
Just next weekend, yes.
Okay, so that must have been an old designation from somewhere. So the 19th through the 21st.
Yes,
then. Okay, so forget all the rest of that. If you want tickets, why don't you, do you have the correct numbers?
You call Perfection at 784-4112.
That is what I had here. Good. Or you can go to their web address is Perfection Coffee House. That's perfectioncoffeehouse.net. And email them at event@perfectioncoffeehouse.com.
And actually, their email got changed, and I don't have their new email with me.
Hotmail.com.
No,
so just use that.
It's changed since then.
Yeah,
oh.
Phone number. Just use the phone number, 784-4112 in the 217 area. The folks we're talking with are Diane Bechtel and Rich Perkins of the theater company and of the show. And it was funny while we were listening to that, they were... Rich, you were talking about all of the midlife sort of infirmities that have affected the people in the cast.
Yeah. Tech Week, which is the week before the show, the Monday night we show up, one lady's on crutches. We found out she sprained her ankle on the Sunday before. Another lady, as rehearsal is going on, is going to have a knee replaced as soon as the show's over with. I had a little problem with the right leg. One of our other actors had a bone spur in a jaw, so he had that removed. And one of our other actors has a sore back. Out of six, we have two healthy ones, and we're trying to keep them healthy for the rest of the run of the show.
So you're living out the show.
We're living the show, yes,
just
we are.
Just the way it's supposed to be. Well, I thank you both for coming on to Live and Local today and driving down here. It's Midlife the Crisis musical. For more information, perfectioncoffeehouse.net or phone. Oh, you said that's
the website.
That's the
okay.
Website is right. 217-784-4112. And this is WYLL 90.9 FM and HD Urbana, operating translators W293 AF Danville and W266 AF Urbana. This afternoon will be mostly cloudy with a slight chance for a thunderstorm. The high 78. Tonight, mostly cloudy with occasional showers and thunderstorms likely. The low 63. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with periods of rain with a few thunderstorms and a high 77. It's 76 degrees at a minute past 1.